Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A 10-year-old girl is dead in Brooklyn, struck by a school bus in East New York this morning.
Around 6:30 this morning, this 10-year-old girl walking the intersection of Wortman Avenue and Crescent Street, not far from PS 273, when she was struck by this yellow school bus that was making a right turn. Now, the driver claims never saw the child. She was rushed to Brookdale, where she died. Now, these two men live near the scene. It's still surrounded by police tape.
My son used to come out of the school. I would watch people making turns and not giving the right of way to children, which is...
Oh, no, he's just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Now, initially, no charges against the driver. This is the 16th pedestrian killed in the streets of the city so far this year, the third in 48 hours. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in East New York.
1010 Winds has learned that lawyers for Harvey Weinstein are working to get him released from custody while he appeals his rape conviction. Weinstein is currently hospitalized. He complained of chest pains and heart palpitations after he was found guilty yesterday of two charges, and the judge ordered him to jail. He's expected to be transferred to Rikers Island when he is released from the hospital. His sentencing is set for March 11th. One of the women at the center of this case is Mimi Haley. She was interviewed today on ABC's Good Morning America.
It was just a huge sense of relief. Just the relief that the jury got it, that they believed me and that I was heard. And I was just grateful that they got it.
Her attorney, Gloria Allred, praised Haley for her courage. Another well-known member of the entertainment community has suffered a setback in his bid to fight sexual harassment accusations. Investigators have released their findings regarding allegations against Placido Domingo.
Lawyers hired by the U.S. union representing opera performers went through those allegations and found that there were more than two dozen people who say they were either victims of sexual harassment or witnessed such activity. People familiar with the findings have told the Associated Press the incidents occurred at a time that Domingo held senior management positions at the Washington National Opera and the Los Angeles Opera. The investigation finds there was a clear pattern of sexual misconduct and abuse of power by Domingo spanning at least two decades. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy unveils a new state budget today. We've already heard that his plan will introduce an income tax hike on people who earn more than $1 million a year. The governor wants to cut the cost of public employees' health care by $174 million. The New York Times reports that Murphy will call for an increase in the cigarette tax by $1.65 a pack. And that would bring the tax to $4.35, the same as New York and Connecticut, and among the highest in the nation. We told you yesterday about a proposal to replace the BQE with an underground highway. Today, the city council takes up the matter. Experts say it would cost $11 billion. Staten Island Republican Councilman Stephen Mateo has decided to sit out the borough's St. Patrick's Day parade this weekend. He's showing solidarity with the Pride Center of Staten Island, which again has been denied a march permit to march with its banner. The minority leader is a candidate for borough president. His office says this is the first time that he's decided not to march in the parade. The march is put on by the Richmond County St. Patrick's Day Parade Committee. President Trump addressed the coronavirus while in New Delhi today. He said his administration is working to contain it. He added, "We're fortunate so far that we think it's going to remain that way."
I think that whole situation will start working out. A lot of talent, a lot of brain power is being put behind it. $2.5 billion we're putting in. I see that Chuck Schumer criticized that he thought it should be more. And if I gave more, he'd say it should be less.
The Senate Minority Leader accuses the president of being asleep at the wheel as the coronavirus threat builds. Worldwide, more than 80,000 cases have been confirmed, the vast majority in China. In Italy, the number of patients has risen from 3 last Friday to 300 today, with 7 deaths. A dozen towns in northern Italy are under quarantine. In Iran, a health ministry spokesman says the head of the country's counter-coronavirus task force has tested positive for the virus. An official at the World Health Organization says a drug from Gilead Sciences shows promise in helping treat coronavirus. WHO says clinical trials of remdesivir in humans are now taking place and they should have results in a few weeks. Tonight is debate night for 7 Democratic presidential candidates in South Carolina ahead of Saturday's primary. Correspondent Eva Pilgrim reports.
Bernie Sanders squarely in the lead with a target now on his back.
Bernie supports the filibuster. I'm going to get rid of the filibuster because I want to get something done.
I do not support Medicare for all.
Most Democrats are looking for a different answer than what Senator Sanders is offering.
Joe Biden also taking on Sanders in this new ad.
When it comes to building on President Obama's legacy, Bernie Sanders just can't be trusted.
Despite the onslaught of attacks, Sanders...
Our supporters are going to unite, and Donald Trump is a one-term president.
...appearing unfazed.
Mike Bloomberg will be on the debate stage again, looking for a better showing than his performance in his debate debut last week. Disney and Impossible Foods, makers of the plant-based meat substitute, have teamed up. They've announced the Impossible Burger will be available at Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, and on the Disney Cruise Line. Impossible Foods president Dennis Woodside says there's a level of trust associated with Disney, and if Disney puts us on the menu, then people are more likely to try it.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.